Harper Audio presents Immortality by Milan Kundera. Translated from the Czech by Peter Kusi. Performed by Richmond Hoxie. Part 1. The Face. 1. The woman might have been 60 or 65. I was watching her from a deck chair by the pool of my health club, on the top floor of a high-rise that provided a panoramic view of all Paris. I was waiting for Professor Avenarius, whom I'd occasionally meet here for a chat. But Professor Avenarius was late, and I kept watching the woman. She was alone in the pool, standing waist-deep in the water, and she kept looking up at the young lifeguard in sweatpants who was teaching her to swim. He was giving her orders. She was to hold on to the edge of the pool and breathe deeply in and out. She proceeded to do this earnestly, seriously, and it was as if an old steam engine were wheezing from the depths of the water, that idyllic sound, now long forgotten, which to those who never knew it can be described in no better way than the wheezing of an old woman breathing in and out by the edge of a pool. I watched her in fascination. She captivated me by her touchingly comic manner, which the lifeguard also noticed, for the corner of his mouth twitched slightly. Then an acquaintance started talking to me and diverted my attention. When I was ready to observe her once again, the lesson was over. She walked around the pool toward the exit. She passed the lifeguard, and after she had gone some 3 or 4 steps beyond him, she turned her head, smiled, and waved to him. At that instant, I felt a pang in my heart. That smile and that gesture belonged to a 20-year-old girl. Her arm rose with bewitching ease. It was as if she were playfully tossing a brightly colored ball to her lover. That smile and that gesture had charm and elegance, while the face and the body no longer had any charm. It was the charm of a gesture drowning in the charmlessness of the body. But the woman, though she must of course have realized that she was no longer beautiful, forgot that for the moment. There is a certain part of all of us that lives outside of time. Perhaps we become aware of our age only at exceptional moments, and most of the time we are ageless. In any case, the instant she turned, smiled, and waved to the young lifeguard, who couldn't control himself and burst out laughing, she was unaware of her age. The essence of her charm, independent of time, revealed itself for a second in that gesture and dazzled me. I was strangely moved. And then the word Agnès entered my mind. Agnès. I had never known a woman by that name. 2. I'm in bed, happily dozing. With the first stirrings of wakefulness around 6 in the morning, I reach for the small transistor radio next to my pillow and press the button. An early morning news program comes on, but I am hardly able to make out the individual words, and once again I fall asleep, so that the announcer's sentences merge into my dreams. It is the most beautiful part of sleep, the most delightful moment of the day. Thanks to the radio, I can savor drowsing and waking, that marvelous swinging between wakefulness and sleep, which in itself is enough to keep us from regretting our birth. Am I dreaming? Or am I really at the opera, hearing 2 tenors in knightly costume singing about the weather? Why are they not singing about love? Then I realize that they are announcers. They stop singing and interrupt each other playfully. "It's going to be a hot, muggy day with possible thunderstorms," says the first, and the second chimes in flirtatiously. "Really?" And the first voice answers equally flirtatiously. "Mais oui. Oh, pardon me, Bernard, but that's the way it is. We'll just have to put up with it." Bernard laughs loudly and says, "We're being punished for our sins." And the first voice
Sample complete. Ready to continue?